You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E. Look, it's exciting every time that I get to come back and share with you guys all of this great information and really empower and inspire you to become great entrepreneurs and business owners out here in the marketplace. So that's right. This is Coach E, and you are tuning into this week's episode where we are giving you the premier information for business and finance tips. So we have had like an amazing run of guests on my show these last few weeks. I mean, look, there is nothing that you can say that you wasn't able to get. I mean, from being the most experienced to being the brand newbie, I had someone on for you along the way. And I think that all of us have gotten so much information that we are able to really move our businesses a little bit forward. So today I want to talk about, I don't have a guest, but I want to talk about the thoughts and the lifestyle of an entrepreneur. The thoughts and the lifestyle of an entrepreneur. So, you know, we hear oftentimes that everybody is an entrepreneur, right? If they have a business, I'm an entrepreneur. We hear that all the time. I got my own, I do my own thing. I'm an entrepreneur. But I think we have to now start to dissect the difference between an entrepreneur and a business owner. It's going to be very, very important moving forward. You know, it's not about a title. I want you to understand that Coach E is not about titles. I was in that phase in my life where a title mattered, and God had to bring me back to a place of understanding that a title means nothing if the work behind the title is not being done. A title is only for something, is something that people identify you as, but the work has to speak louder than the title. Titles are for people. Remember that it's for people to say, this is who she is, but our work should stand for us, you know? So I want us to today, I know that, you know, I'm talking about title really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but it does, right? Because this is how people identify us, right? But it's also helpful for you to be able to say, okay, this is how I move. This is what I do to move. This is what my duties are. When you understand who you are, right? You understand who you are and what you're meant to do, then you can work more effectively, right? You can work more effectively. So today I want to start by breaking down the difference between an entrepreneur and a business owner. So I'm going to make some of y'all upset with me, but it's okay. Coach E still loves you. Coach E still loves you, because some of you that have been calling yourselves a business, an entrepreneur, really is not an entrepreneur. You really aren't. You're a business owner, and it's nothing wrong with being a business owner. But we have to understand the difference between the two so you can better understand why you move the way you move and do what you do, okay? That's why I said it's more for people, right? But our work should speak louder. So an entrepreneur, just coming off the gate, an entrepreneur is an innovator. Now, I know everybody feels like they're innovative. Yes, we all should be innovative to a point. But they're an innovator because they bring new ideas, new products, and new services to the marketplace. And if they're not bringing new ideas, products, or services to the marketplace, they're typically significantly improving a product, a service, or an idea that's already in the marketplace. I want you to sit with that for a minute. Some of us have brought things to the marketplace that already exist. Maybe you decided to open up a sub shop. Just because you opened up a sub shop does not make you an entrepreneur. But what could make you an entrepreneur in having a sub shop is that you found a way to serve people using robots so that you could serve more people at one time. That makes you innovative. That makes you bringing a new idea to the marketplace. That's how you become an entrepreneur. So I want to make that real clear that if you're not bringing something innovative, something new, a new idea, a new product, or a new service, or you're not significantly improving something that already exists, chances are you are a business owner. Chances are you are a business owner. So I want you to be real clear on that because entrepreneurs also have a high risk tolerance. They will risk it all for it. You will find most entrepreneurs have messed up credit because they will sacrifice their credit. They will sacrifice their time. They will sacrifice everything to bring what it is, that new idea, that new product, that new service to the marketplace. They're going to sacrifice themselves. They can do it. They know because they see the end result. They see the end result. If nobody else sees the end result, an entrepreneur sees the end result. They know, look, if I can just finish this thing, I can get it to the marketplace. And if I can get it to the marketplace, then I can make the money that I need. I can clean up my credit. I can build up my finances. I can buy my house. I can do this, but I can't do it until I get this thing to the marketplace. So I want you to understand that an entrepreneur they have a high risk tolerance. Think about the people that you have seen and you're like, oh my God, they done lost their mind. I could never do that. I would have been got a job. An entrepreneur, when you're talking to an entrepreneur, they can tolerate the risk. They can tolerate the pain because the pain, the risk doesn't outweigh the reward. Even if they fail at it, they still feel like they've accomplished because they was able to create something and bring it to fruition. It's serious, people. Entrepreneurs also look to grow rapidly and scale rapidly. Once they get that product or that service or that idea together, they're looking for rapid growth, rapid scalability. They're looking for it. They're on it. I'm sorry, you hear me snapping my fingers, but they're looking for it. And they typically don't use their own money to finance because most of them, a lot of times they don't have their own money to finance it. So they do have to lean on venture capitalists, angel investors. They look for grants and loans and things of that nature to fund what they are bringing to the marketplace. So I really want you to kind of sit with that for a moment. Entrepreneurs are innovative. They're always bringing something new to the marketplace, new ideas, new products, new services. Think about somebody that you know that's a serial entrepreneur. They're always creating, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some people, that's all that they were designed to do is to create and bring, create and bring. And when they get into the marketplace, they profit. And then they're back into the, as one of my old friends used to say, they're back into the lab recreating, because this is how they work. So I want you to understand that not every entrepreneur is a business owner, and not every business owner is an entrepreneur. So we're gonna dig into what a business owner looks like now. A business owner typically manages and runs an existing business, or should I say, you can even build an existing business. Okay, so you're typically managing and running an entity. Okay, and your primary focus is improving and managing the daily operations to ensure a steady revenue and profit. Okay, so what does that mean? I mean, I know you know what it means, but let's kind of break it down a little bit more. So a lot of times we go out here and we start a business and we build it. And a business is a system. We're managing systems, or we're managing people, or we're managing tasks.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
To be able to produce a product, a service, or an idea. That's how we're building this business, right? And our main function is to make sure that it's running smoothly, it's improving daily, and that it is profitable, meaning it's generating revenue. That's typically what a business owner is doing. The business owner really has a very low tolerance to risk. So you're not going to find most business owners being like entrepreneurs. You're not going to see that. Unless it's an entrepreneur that's a business owner, then they may live a little bit more on the edge. But a business owner typically wants a stable and predictable business environment. Stable and predictable. They want to know that the product or service or idea that they're taking to the marketplace is already proven to be profitable. So they don't want to see, they don't want to have to run analysis to see, oh, can the market sustain something brand new? Like, is there a need? You know, they want to, I know selling ice cream or selling, car parts is needed. I know it's needed. They'll do some research, right? At least I hope. But it's the research is a little bit different than an entrepreneur. Shouldn't be, but it is, okay? We're going to be honest, because they already know it works. An entrepreneur doesn't know if it works. They're looking, they're seeing where there's a need, and they're wanting to fill the need. But they don't know if that idea, that service, or that product is going to catch on. They don't know that until it gets into the marketplace. And so there's a lot of things, a lot of testing that has to happen. And really, that should happen as business owners too, right? But we're going to stick with right now just dissecting the difference. Not only do business owners look for predictability and stability, they typically invest in themselves. So they use personal, or they reinvest revenue from the business. So that's the difference between an entrepreneur and a small business owner. So let's say you're an electrician and you started a business. That doesn't make you an entrepreneur unless you've created something brand new to bring to the marketplace that is not out there yet. That makes you an entrepreneur. Or you took something that is already in the marketplace and you significantly improved its success. That makes you an entrepreneur. So I want you from now on to start this distinguishing between the two. It is nothing wrong with being a business owner. It is nothing wrong with being an entrepreneur. And if you are that unique person that God has created where you are kind of in between the both, it's nothing wrong with that either. It's nothing wrong with that either. Typically, business owners are going to be leaders as well. I'm not saying that an entrepreneur is not, but let's kind of talk about it from a, because entrepreneurs do lead. Let's talk about it from a business owner standpoint. Typically, a business owner understands that its biggest assets are its employees. You hear me? Your biggest asset are your employees, your contractors, your affiliates. These are like your biggest assets. Why do you say that, Coachy? The reason why I say that is because they actually assist you in production. They are an extension of you duplicated. And so it allows you to do more by adding other people. For example, I'm trying to make things so clear because I know sometimes my thoughts and my words do not line up. And so I use examples to make sure it all comes home. So for example, say you make cogs for computers, okay? Or for cars, you just make cogs. You by yourself can make a cog, and you by yourself in 40 hours in a week, and we're going to use 40 hours, can produce 1,000 cogs, which is awesome, right? But if you duplicate it yourself and the person that you duplicated, they too can make 1,000. You have just increased the revenue. Yes, you have to pay a salary or pay the person, you know, for producing cogs, but your revenue or your net profit is what I want to say. Your net profit from that should still be higher. Okay. So every time you add a person, they're producing a certain amount of cogs. Yes, you're paying out for their service, but you're still netting a profit, which increases your bottom line. The reason why I'm bringing that up is that when people are working for you as a business owner, it's about how do you lead? And I was just talking to someone about this very thing. We have gotten leadership twisted. We think that leadership is people coming and always serving us. But true leaders understand that we have to serve those that are helping us. It's a two-way street here, people. If I'm going to effectively lead, I can only lead from doing what you're doing. I have to be in the trenches with you. I can't lead if I am not in the trenches. But as a leader, I should have vision to see past the trench. I should have faith. Here we're talking about the thoughts, y'all. I should have faith enough to get us from that trench into where we have to go. So as an effective leader, it's not just about being able to command and demand and managing systems. If it's about managing systems and people, then you're not leading, you're just managing. I want you to hear that. If it's about managing systems and people, then you're not leading, you're managing. When you're effectively leading, you're inspiring people to move forward. You're inspiring people to be a part of what you're doing. You're inspiring people to keep faith even when things look dark. You are inspiring people to go and do what you the mission, the vision of the company, and do it with excellence. So whatever your core values are for your company, that's right, I said core values. If you don't have core values, please take some time to get core values. Core values set the tone of your business. It sets the tone of your office. It sets the tone of how you do business with those that work inside of your company, as well as those that interact with your company. So core values are important. But as you are inspiring people to fulfill vision with you, they're doing it in excellence according to your core values. A manager cannot inspire unless they are a leader. A manager is by the book, and that's all they do. It's this is how it has to be done, and this is what needs to be done. A leader can see, they can inspire. I just kind of want to sit here for a moment because, like I said, we've kind of gotten leadership kind of twisted. We don't serve. A great leader can see when those that are working with them are in a tough spot, and they'll meet them where they are to help them get back up so that they can keep pushing forward. And that's a great leader. A great leader doesn't make it about I, me, and my. A great leader is us, we. So think about how many times that it's I, me, and my. How much are you thinking more about you, yours, and mine versus us as a whole? I'm going to share with you some of my journeys as being a entrepreneur and a business owner. I went through some transition, even as becoming a leader. At one time, everything was about the dollar, the mighty dollar. How can I make a dollar, right? And I think we've all been there at some point in our walk. And the thing that I learned is that money is meant to move. It's always meant to move. So if money is meant to move and I'm chasing money, money is always going to be moving away. It's always going to be moving. So I'm always going to be chasing something that I'm never going to get. I wasn't created to chase a dollar. That's not, God had greater in store for me than to chase a dollar. And it took me a minute to understand that. It took me going through a lot of losses and a lot of failures to understand that my life was greater than chasing a dollar. It's greater. It's not that we don't have obligations to meet. It's not that we don't have mortgages and rent and lights and water and food and all of these different things. It's not that we don't have those things, because we do. We all live in a world where those are necessities. But here's the thing, is that when we begin to put our skills and our talents to work, whether it's for ourselves or for other people, then when we put those things in motion, then it creates what we need. It brings forth, it attracts, we become a magnet. But then it becomes, do you steward what is coming? Do you steward what is coming? Do you steward your talents and your gifts? I'm talking about Coach E used to want to give everybody everything for almost free or free. And that had something to do with not just my value, but because I just wanted everybody to participate. I just wanted everybody to be a part. And I had to understand that not everybody can be a part. I had a conversation with one of the owners. I said, I'm understanding now that there's a place for me to educate those to help them to get to a place where they can afford my services. And so I have to figure out, how do you educate and to get them there, right? And then I have to also realize that not everybody is my client. I'm not meant to coach everybody, right? So I had to learn some lessons. So sometimes we can take our talents and our gifts and our skills, and we can praise, you know, we can give them out and not give them out the way they should be given out to attract what we need, right? So maybe you're in business right now and you're like, look, I'm doing all of this and I still just, things are just not working. It may not be working because maybe you're not pricing it accordingly, or maybe you're overly pricing. Maybe you're trying to hit everybody over the head. That's what I call it. Hit everybody over the head. You are charging too much because you want to do very few people in order to make the revenue that you need to make. You want to service very few people to do it. And so when your pricing is that high, then not many people can afford to pay what it is, perhaps within your target audience. So that goes back to, who is your audience? Who is your audience? Can your audience afford your service? Are you even presenting your service to the right audience? Are you? Are you presenting it to a place that you are most comfortable in? Who are so familiar with you that are looking for the homeboy and homegirl discount? The friends and family deal. They don't respect what you have because they don't value it. Or they tell you they value it, but they still want the mom and pop discount. See, I've learned a long time ago that when someone really values you, they'll put their actions in motion. So if I say I value you, but yet I'm always looking for a discount, then I really don't value you. I don't value what you have to present. I don't value what you have to offer.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
So as business owners, we're not talking about entrepreneurs right now. We're talking about business owners. Now I need to start evaluating, does this person represent my entire target market? Or and so does that mean that I'm only dealing with where I'm comfortable? Ooh, now I'm gonna hit you real hard. Or are they a reflection of you? Are you always looking for a homeboy, homegirl discount? Are you always telling people that you value them and you really don't because you're not really willing to pay for what they have to offer because you want it for free or truly discounted? Sometimes we have to take a reflection of self in order to build ourselves as better leaders. Remember, this is about inspiring others to follow the vision, to buy in, to move in the direction that you're going, to come and work with you for 8, 9, 10, 12 hours sometimes. And if you are in these low, limited mindsets, then people are going to discern that. It can't always be about me, mine, and I. It can't always be about me profiting. It can't always be about me chasing a dollar. I have to now think about those that I am here to serve. How do I serve those that work with me? That's what makes you a great leader. How to serve amongst those that are serving with you. How to make yourself. Look, I was really trying to understand, God, why do you have me studying the walk of Christ? Because even though he was the greatest, he was the least among us. He knew humility. He served those that he was training and teaching and preparing. And yet his legacy, it lives on to today. He's the greatest ambassador for business. He teaches us that everything we do has to be about the Father. Meaning, I can't be doing what Sally Jane and Sam is doing. Because that's not what I was called to. Here we get ready to go into comparison. I was created uniquely to do a unique work in the earth, even though others may be doing similar things. Our approach is different. There is no one person identical, maybe in look, but not in DNA. So when you are constantly duplicating what someone else is doing because it seems like they are moving forward and you are stuck, then you still are stuck. Because the authentic, you have yet to live and embrace what it is that you've been called to do. And it kills your self-esteem. It kills your worth. It kills it all. Coach E today is talking because I've been on this journey. I decreed and declared at the end of December 2023 that 2024 was my year of healing and deliverance. And I'm telling you, I've been crying. Because I've been seeing some things about me, about people, about situations, about my past. And it's been crushing. But it's been good. Never thought I could say that, but it's been good. It's been good because when I acknowledge and accept it and receive the healing and the deliverance that I need from it, it strengthened me and given me better vision. And as the leader, we have to have good vision. And so we have all of these traumas, right? If we're holding on to unforgiveness and bitterness, our decision-making is led from that place. If we're not moving in love, then our decisions is led from a place opposite of love. And let me tell you, love is not everybody kumbaya and getting along. Christ was a disruptor. He disrupted foolishness in order to get people back on track. So to be a leader, sometimes you're going to have to disrupt some things to bring people back on track within your organization. This ain't about allowing people. This, you're showing up. Leading ain't about, I got a whole bunch of friends. A lot of real good leaders have very few or no real friends at all. Come on, people. At first I was like, look, I'm going to just run another episode for previous, but I was like, nah, I gotta kick this today. I gotta let people hear this today. These are things that have been resting on me that I've been walking through, things that I've been healing from, things I've been quiet from, but I can't be an effective coach and say that I'm helping to inspire and build entrepreneurs and small business owners if I'm keeping the revelation and the understanding to myself. I can't. So when we're talking about the thoughts of an entrepreneur, today I want to couple that into the thoughts of a business owner and an entrepreneur. So here's where I want to go with this. No matter whether you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, faith is a requirement. It is a requirement. And for all of my buddies out here that read the word and go to church, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but evidence unseen. Coach, you want to break this down for you. Faith is simply believing something that doesn't exist that it does. Faith is seeing something before it happens. Faith is being convinced that it is. So as a small business owner and entrepreneur, a lot of times we find ourselves in situations where the evidence of a thing is not existing. So where does your thoughts go? You go into a place of self-doubt. Do you go into a place of discouragement? Do you start speaking against the things that you are trying to birth out at this moment or build or expand? Where does your thoughts go? You really have to take time to think about that. If you say, oh, I'm good there, praise God. I'm happy you good there. When you see a fellow brother or sister that's struggling in that place, lift them up then. Because that's what this is all about. We are to lift each other up. When you are hit with adversity in your business, do you faith your way through? Or do you get discouraged and start doubting and speaking against? Where do you go with your thoughts? Here's the thing. Coach E is still being delivered from that. It's when you have been a person that has set in places of negativity and around people that have been negative, you tend to become that. Because you've operated in something that seemed normal, right? Because even though your negative thoughts were not normal, the environment or the surroundings are in that same place. You don't think that there's anything wrong. It's when you come out of the familiarity and start getting around people that do not operate like that, that you realize, something is wrong here. My negative thinking is stinky thinking. It is hindering thinking. It is deadly thinking. It is not prosperity. It is not prosperous thinking. So the thoughts of an entrepreneur, you have to keep yourself encouraged at all times. You have to. And you have to connect with people that are doing the same thing. Can't keep connecting to people that have unprosperous thinking or unprosperous thoughts, right? Because eventually you're going to become that. We just disclosed that. So you really want to start moving around people that think prosperous, and you want to do it yourself. Please do not be that leech that said, oh, all of them over there think prosperous, so I'm going to go over there and I'm just going to plug into them and I'm just going to take it all out. Don't do that. Do your own work on yourself. That's what keeps people wanting to be around you. If you're not working on yourself, if you're not going to the counselor or the therapist, if you don't have, you know, a coach that you can pull on, if you don't have a pastor or someone that you can confide in and really get that help for that unforgiveness, for that trauma, for that, for whatever it is, then you're going to steadily be in a down place. I had a conversation with a client, and of course, I'm not going to, you know, say any names or industries or anything like that, because none of that is relevant. But here's this is the conversation that we had. I said to them, I said, because certain things in their business wasn't going in the direction that they had expected it. And I said to them, I said, well, so now you understand the importance of not skipping steps. Not skipping steps. Why are we talking about not skipping steps here? Because it's important to go through every step necessary in building what you are building. It's necessary. If you skip not one, if you skip just one step, it can cause you to have to repeat everything over again. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Even though that step that you're trying to skip may not look glamorous, it may be painful, whatever, don't skip it. Go in with a determination. This isn't going to last forever. It's not going to last forever, but I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it in. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to learn what I got to learn. And I'm going to do what I got to do. And I'm going to grow like I need to grow. And I'm going to be who I need to be. If you don't skip steps, don't skip any steps. And don't expect $1 million business without being worked out for the $1 million business. What do I mean by that? Do not think that this year you're going to be $1 million business and you ain't put any heart, sweat, tears, you did not scale, you didn't do anything, but you was just sitting on your couch and putting 2 to 3 hours worth of work into your business. I know that there's a lot of things that are being said out there that make it seem that there are people making a million. There's a difference between producing $1 million and being worth $1 million. I can teach you how to be worth $1 million and you can make only $70,000 a year or less. I can teach you how to do that. It's not hard. It's called asset building. But to make $1 million, to produce $1 million in revenue, you're going to work for that. You're going to duplicate for that. You're going to cry for that. You're going to sweat for that. It is what it is, because what you know, you're going to have to give up to learn something new. The old habits, you're going to have to give up to take on some new habits. Things do not come easy like that. So if you're looking at other people that seem like they're prospering and they're like, oh, they only put in a year and look at them. They're making $500,000 a year. They're making $1 million a year. And I'm here and I'm doing exactly what they said, and I'm getting ready to get evicted. And they're only telling you work 2 and 3 hours a day. I want you to think about that. Your business is not a business, it's a hobby. Because in your business, you're making sure that the daily operations are producing revenue and that it's steady and it's continuous. That means that you're always looking for who can I provide my service to? Who can I service today? I'm looking for someone to service, for someone to help. It's not about a sale. It's who can I service today? Who can I help today? The more people that you can service and help, the more revenue, the more profitability, the higher your profitability is in your business. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. We have got to take off all of these get rich quick things. I know, especially when you're like, look, I'm barely making ends meet. And they're telling me 2 to 3 hours a day, I can make an extra $10,000 a month. You have to come out of these illusions. We're giving away money and time to illusions. I want you to build a business and be profitable. So I want you to understand that most people that are building businesses, that are building it from the ground up, they are spending 12, 14, and 15 hours a day getting that business off the ground. They're doing research to make sure that where they're putting their business, it can be profitable. They're building strategic alliances. That takes time in itself. Do they have a heart and a mind like you to serve? Not just to grab a check, but are they serving? You have to have systems that are scalable in place. That means you have to learn how to sell, to market, to do accounting. You have to learn how to do public relations, customer service, in some cases, janitorial services. A bookkeeper. You have to be a tax professional. And depending on your line of work, you may have to be out there lobbying. So you're wearing a bunch of hats. So if you're wearing all of those hats, what can you do 2 and 3 hours a day? If you're plugging into a system already set there, who are you going to service? Who is your target market? How do you reach them? What time of day is beneficial for you to serve them? How are you going to serve them? Are you going to serve them through the internet? Are you going to serve them face to face? How are you going to serve them? So today's episode, the thoughts and the lifestyle of an entrepreneur, I really want to change that to the thoughts and the lifestyle of an entrepreneur and a business owner. I don't want to call you small because not everybody is going to be small. Although the majority of the marketplace is made up, I believe it's like 99, it's in the 90% bracket. I think it's 99 percent of the U.S. jobs given in is by small businesses. So there are more small businesses than it is these huge companies. And you can go to the SBA to get the statistics on that, as well as to even see if you're classified as a small business. It's more than just amount of people that you service. It's all based on industry as well. So you definitely want to stay abreast of that, because if you qualify for a small business, SBA is a great place to go in order to get capital to fund your business. They do offer funding for startups. Now, that's going to be the thing that you're going to have to find the bank that specializes in working with startups, or the lender, because not all business lenders are at banks. Okay. There are some that have their own brick and mortar, right? Or they operate just over the internet. You do want to do your homework on these types of loans. But I do highly recommend an SBA for someone that's starting out. If you're saying, Coach E, I've been in business now for about 2 to 3 years, then I recommend you, if your taxes are showing profit, then definitely reach out to SBA. Well, a lender that offers SBA products, because they can assist you with getting capital. How do you know that you need capital? Capital is what you begin to seek out when you're ready to scale. Either you're either ready to grow, or you're ready to start, or you're ready to grow. But you need to be very specific where the capital is going to be used at. Is it going to be used for operational? Is it going to be used to acquire a building? What is that capital going to be used? I know right now everybody is, oh, they got grant money. I need grant money. What do you have a budget? Do you have a budget? Do you know how much it costs for you to be able to run that business efficiently? What roles do you need in place for that business? How much does that business, that role cost? You can't just give everybody minimum wage because you need them. If someone is coming with 10 years of experience, you are not going to give them minimum wage and think they're going to take it. You pay for what you get. That's something my grandpa taught me. You pay for what you get. So if you're offering nothing, I hope you're praying. You can get some really good volunteers and you can get some very horrible volunteers. But think about yourself. How do you want to be treated? How do you want to be treated? Because that's the way you want to treat your volunteers, your interns, your employees, your contractors. You want to treat them the way you want to be treated. But if you're steadily treating people the way you feel like people want to be, the way you want to treat them, and that based on how you want to be treated, yeah, that's a whole nother show for a whole nother day. We're talking about the lifestyle and the thoughts of an entrepreneur and business owner. Why do we talk about accounting? Because we have to understand, as a small business owner and accountant, those are a small business owner and an entrepreneur, those are major things that you have to worry, you have to contend with. You have to think about your budget. How much is it going to cost me to take this idea, product, or service to the marketplace? How much is it going to be for me to sustain this business in the marketplace? You got to know these things. If you're spending every dollar that's coming in, then how is your business able to stand on its own? Remember, your business is its own person. It's its own person. I want you to hear me again. It's its own person. You can't take everything from the business and think it's going to sustain. It will collapse. It will collapse. If you're saying, Coach, well, I need to make money too. That's why it's important to have a budget. Budget out your salary inside of the numbers. Because you're working within your company for a little bit. I know some of you, I don't want to work in my company, and that's fine. You can go ahead and bonus yourself quarterly, monthly, however you choose to do it. Talk to your accountant. However you choose to do it. But if that's how you choose to do it, then you have to let your company grow and do what it has to do for that month, that quarter, that year, and then wait to be compensated. But if you're working in the, if you're working daily in the business and you're like, look, I need a salary, you have to budget for it. You have to budget for it. And as you budget for it, then you know what production needs to be done every month. That tells you how many people you need to go and help this month. How many people you need to be a service to this month and every month moving forward. That's your bottom line. We call that production. So look, it's been wonderful chatting with each one of you today. I know this was not the traditional Coach Talk with Coach E episode. I get it. And I get it. I sometimes can come off preachy and all of that stuff. It's just in me. I apologize. No, I can't apologize for that. I don't even take that. I'm apologizing for it. It's just, look, I'm very passionate about seeing people succeed. I've had people tell me that I was going up the wrong alleyway with being a business owner or an entrepreneur. I had people laughing at me, all of these things. And honestly, I'm happy that I did not listen. I'm happy that I set foot, planted my feet and kept moving. I'm happy that I believed in what God created inside of me. And so I understand that not everybody is able to maneuver through. And sometimes being a business owner, an entrepreneur, or should I say a leader, it's a lonely place. It's a lonely place. And sometimes it can be very discouraging. But when you come and listen to Coach E here on Coach Talk, not only do I want you to get the information, but I want you to be encouraged and inspired. I want you to walk away knowing, like, okay, this is a part of the process. If you know that it's a part of the process, it's like, oh, okay, I can do this. I'm on course. When you know that you're on course, it makes things a lot. It makes you feel, okay, I'm confident. Okay, God, I got this. I can move. And that's what I want you to get when you come on here. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be empowered and inspired to continue to push forward. My heart is for the small business owner. My heart is for the entrepreneur to see you succeed. It really is. That's my desire. So until next week, which we will have a phenomenal show next week as well. Look, I have a nice lineup of people coming on. So you don't want to miss not a episode of Coach Talk. And here's the other thing. Can you do Coach E a favor? Can you make sure to go to two places for me? Both of them are on the same platform, but just two places for me. Can you go to Facebook and can you like, follow, and share Harp Sound Media and Entertainment? They are who produces Coach Talk with Coach E. And then can you go to Coach E, Coach Talk with Coach E, and like and follow and share as well? I want to reach as many people as I can to help, and I need your help in order to do that. If anything that I said on here has inspired, encouraged, empowered you, please go to those two places on Facebook, Harp Sound Media and Entertainment and Coach Talk with Coach E, and make sure you like, follow, and share to your family, your friends, your coworkers, maybe somebody you don't like, but you feel like they need the information. Go and do that for Coach E. And I want you to be tuned because we have a couple of events that's coming up here soon. We're going to be doing the financial roundtable, which I will give you all more information about that as it comes available. But that is really to help you grow financially as a business owner and as an entrepreneur. So if you've been sitting around saying, Lord, I don't know where the money is going to come from. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. You want to make sure that when those tickets become available, you grab one, not just for you, but whomever you may know that can benefit from it. And we are making the admission affordable. Okay. I'm not one of those ones that's going to charge thousands of dollars for you to come out and get some information, not even hundreds. I want everybody that needs it to be in the house. Okay. And if you may not be in the Virginia area, and that's fine too, you'll be able to purchase the ticket as well to participate online. And so further information about that will be coming soon. But no, Coach E knows the pains. I'm out here in the vineyard with y'all. I know the pains of being a business owner and an entrepreneur. So I'm going to make sure that those pains are being addressed. So thank you again for tuning into this week's episode of Coach Talk with Coach E. I am your host, Coach E, and you have just been in the premier destination for business and finance tips. I look forward to chatting with you all next week. You be blessed and enjoy your 4th of July.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.